Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey Mishnah Ches, Chapter 5, Mishnah Eitav, Maseches Kelayim. We continue now in trying to understand if any single species of plant that's planted in a vineyard, does that become an issue of Kelayim, or is it only specific plants? And we'll see that it is the latter. It's only specific plants, or rather that there are at least some plants that are totally excluded from the prohibition. It says the Mishnah, HaMekayim Kotzim Bakerem. Let's say a person, he decides to maintain, B'Mekayim, some thorn bushes that are in his vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, so in such a situation, he will have prohibited, made usser the vineyard and the thorns for a benefit. Why? Because we're talking about a specific town over here. The Mefarshim explained we're talking about the town of Arabia. And in Arabia, it was normal to grow thorn bushes to use for food for their camels, and so therefore it would be considered a species that was normally planted and maintained. Nothing would prohibit a vineyard except something that is maintained in that place. So, in other words, it seems like they're agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. Now, maybe you can say that they're actually disagreeing, because potentially, again, if you read it without any of the Mefarshim, you see that Rabbi Eliezer says that it sounds like he's saying that a thorn bush is objectively not allowed, and it would become prohibited, whereas the Chachamim say no, it's only not allowed if it's in a place that's prohibited, in a place that they normally grow it. But it seems like Rabbi Eliezer is talking about a specific place where they did grow it, so he says it's usher, and the Chachamim say where it's only things can only be usher in a place that is normally maintained. So it seems like they're actually agreeing, but perhaps I need to look into that a little bit further. Ha'irus v'hakis. And then the eros and the ivy and the white lily and all these other types of seeds are not going to be considered a kelayim in a vineyard because they are not typically grown. inside of a vineyard. And then says the Mishnah, HaKanbos, when it comes to kanbos, canvas or hemp or whatever, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, you know, kilayim. Rabbi Tarfon says it's not going to be considered kilayim in a vineyard. V'chachamim Omerim kilayim. The Chachamim say, no, it actually is going to be considered kilayim. Via kinras kilayim bakerim. And an artichoke is evidently going to be considered kilayim in a vineyard as well, according to, I guess, the Tanakhama. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. And the Perek. Hey, now on to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. So we begin with a familiar topic once again, and that is we continue with Kilayah Karim, but we wonder, is there ever a situation where a Karim, a vineyard, could be defined not by two rows, but even one row? And we'll see that there is actually something called an Aris. An Aris is when you have the vines from the vineyard that you focus them in a certain way that they are going to grow onto a wall or something like that, and maybe we define that type of a kerem differently than a kerem that the vines sort of just go all over the place. So says the Mishnah as follows: Ezehu aris. What type of arrangement of vines would be considered an aris? And so just a quick definitional word. Training is what we normally use to refer to getting the vines to grow in a certain way. So what arrangement of trained vines would be considered an aris? Hanotea shura shel chamesh gefanim bitzar hagader shu gavoa asar tfachim. If someone was planted a row of five vines next to a wall, that's 10 tfachim high. And the idea is that he trains them onto the wall. Or it was next to a ditch that was 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, and he trains the vines to across the opening of this ditch. So in either of these situations, the vines over here are going to be considered an aris and nosnin lo avodas or arba amos. And so in either of these cases, we give it 4 amos for the work area around it, where planting something else would be totally prohibited. And now we're going to say, so how do you actually measure that 4 amma work area when they're planted next to like the wall of a field? So Beisham, Rishonim, I say, Modudin Arba Amos Me'ikar Hagafanim Lasadeh. So we measure 4 Amos from the base of the vines out to the field. So in other words, for example, if the vines were planted 1 Am east of the wall, and the owner would wish to plant another species to the west of that wall, he has to count 1 Amos between the vines and the wall, and 3 more Amos on the western side, and then he can plant something else. Ubeis Hill Omrim Ubeis Hill Say, Mena Gader Lasadeh, we measure 4 Amos from the wall out to the field. So in other words, the other species can be planted to the west of the wall only if they are at least 4 Amos from the wall. Now says the Mishnah further, an entirely different opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Toim kol ha'omrim. Cain, anyone who says this, who says that there's something called an aris, which an aris is a kerem, a vineyard that is defined by only having a single row of 5 trained vines. He says, anyone who says this is totally wrong. No such thing as that. Elaim yish sham arba amos mi'ikar gifanim v'la gadir. But nonetheless, or rather, the tradition that we actually have is as follows, that if there are 4 amos from the base of the vines to the wall, which they are trained, nosnin lo es avudaso v'zorea es hamosar, we give each vine its own work area, meaning the work area of a single vine, which we'll see in a second, where it would be usher to plant another species of produce, and the grower can plant other species in the rest of the area between the vines and the wall. The kamahi avuda sagefin, and how much is the work area of a single vine? Shisha tzvachim l'churuach would be 6 tzvachim in every single direction. And Rabbi Akiva says, no shlosha, it's actually only 3 tzvachim in every single direction. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Vav. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.